With the new iPhone, you can watch, listen, ignore your friends, stalk your ex, download porno on a crowded bus, even check your email while getting hit by a train. All with the new iPhone.
No, 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 it is not a mistake. It is errorfm.com.
Error FM Live.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Live from Pod Talker Studios. This is The Oddcast,
only on RFM Live at RFM.com
with Dusty Angel.
Yeah, you've sat on the cum stainer too.
Desi.
I look like a whore and I didn't even do anything.
And Robert.
So we'll be drinking recycled pee.
It's not a mistake. It's RFM.
And now, here they are. The Oddcast.
What the fuck's been going on? Like, okay, this week, politicians are... Can we agree that fuck rap stars, fuck rock stars? Is it... I mean, are politicians giving the most pussy right now?
Why?
Dude, it seems like every third week another politician is coming out.
Just because of Arnold?
No. Now this wiener guy has...
I saw that. I heard about that. Oh, my God. I heard his... like
big story.
The reporters were questioning him, right?
Uh-huh.
And I heard the whole thing, like, you know, there were the radio... Kevin Bean was talking about it, actually. Uh-huh. And they're asking him questions about the ordeal, like, you know, about the Twitter picture. Did you follow this girl? And so he keeps going around the question,
let's
basically
know real quick,
telling him this.
Because Rob doesn't know the story. Rob doesn't know the story.
He's under a rock.
Jesus, Rob. Basically, a guy named Wiener, perfect name. He's a senator from like North Carolina or something like that. Basically,
and they still elected him.
Sent his dick via Twitter to a 21-year-old girl.
Oh, my God. Is that? Are you friends with Ruben Rube?
Who's
on Facebook?
Yes. R-O-O-B, yeah.
That dude took a picture of himself taking a piss in a urinal, and his dick was in the picture, and he posted it on Facebook.
Okay.
Ew.
Wow. Damn. Learn something new about old Ruby Rube every day, huh?
Yeah.
Well, but anyways, I was listening to the whole them, you know, the reporters asking him questions about it.
Uh-huh.
And he kept getting mad at the reporters, like lashing out, like, I don't want to talk about this. And, you know, it's like, you're only yelling at everybody that you're guilty
Thank
for doing
you.
It. And he kept saying this. This was the excuse. If somebody threw a pie.
I heard that.
Pie at me during anything, would I sit there and discuss it the whole time?
No, I just let it
ride
off.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Not the same thing, buddy.
Maybe
not
you
the
should
same.
Just clarify and just tell everybody, look, I sent her my dick, okay? I sent it to her, and, you know, I fucked up. Just like, you know, just say you fucked up.
Yeah,
you know, instead you're going to beat her on this, so they're going to keep fucking with you and fucking with you. If you just said, yeah, I did it, then okay, yeah, they'll let it die
So
out.
He tweeted a picture of his dick.
Of his cock to a 21 or 23-year-old girl.
22,
or
I think.
Something like that, yeah.
To her?
Yes. Specifically to her. Now, his claim did now over the his, last...
Wait,
and he's following her.
Wait, did all of his followers see it too?
I don't think. I think it was probably a personal type message. But he's saying now that his account was hacked.
Ah.
No, but he took that story back.
Oh, did he?
If you're a politician and you're a high official, whatever, and you have the government behind you, don't you think they can track who the hell hacked your motherfucking account and figure it out? That's what one of the clutches the reporter asked him.
Detective Desi.
Just beating around the bush, and all it said to everybody was that you're guilty.
Like
you may say telling us one thing, but what you're saying is telling us something different. You know, your actions, the way you're acting. People tend to forget, hey, body language is another language. We can read very well.
Yep. Thank you. Silly people. And if you're that, you have that much power, what in God's fucking name are you doing sending your dick to another chick? Have we not learned from your forefathers who've tried that in the past 2 years and it didn't really work out too well for them? Name one person it's worked out for good. Anybody. You're sending your dick to somebody. Other than you, the gays out there.
What with all these celebrities, like that one, something Blake, that girl, apparently someone hacked her Twitter account.
Hacked her Twitter account?
Blake Lively?
Yeah, and they posted nude pictures of her. Apparently they're not her, but it's like, bitch, it's your face in the fucking picture, really?
But it's
And then
Photoshop.
Another guy,
it's Photoshop.
Tito Ortiz?
Uh-huh.
He got his account. Apparently was hacked. No, I don't know if it was hacked, but he did tweet a picture of himself naked.
Uh-huh.
And then I think the girl Haley Williams from Paramore accidentally tweeted a picture of her tits.
I remember that.
And it's like, okay, people.
Little redhead tits.
What the fuck? Seriously? Nobody's gone into my account. Nobody has my password. If I'm a fucking high... If I'm a celebrity, I'm pretty damn sure no one's going to get into my account. I'm going to make sure of it. You know, you have money. You have all kinds of shit. You do it for attention.
They can't because you have 12 different fucking Facebook pages. Every time I send a fucking message on Facebook, I don't know what to
I don't remember the password anymore.
And now Robert has one. There's a Robert, there's a Robbie. What the fuck?
I don't have Robbie.
The one with the most recent picture, obviously, is my new one. The one that has me
You look
and
like
Kayla.
You did when you were 17.
No, the account that has a picture of me and Kayla kissing... Funk on the cheeks.
I've seen that. Okay. I'll remember that. And you're going to change it tomorrow. So now I'm going to look for that one.
I can't change that one because I don't remember the password.
Oh, that's the old one.
Yes.
Gotcha.
If you get that one, that's the, I don't get on that. So don't send me anything. If you send me something on there, I'm not going to get it. Because I got happy birthdays on that one. Even from Carrie Kasem. And I was like, oh, crap. I didn't even realize until like months later.
I try to send you guys a Facebook message. And I end up messaging eight fucking people and I'm like, fuck, I'll just Facebook everybody.
Hey, yeah, I see that sometimes. I'm like, who's this other desk? Oh, it's me.
It's me.
Who's that bitch?
I do Desmond just in case. I'll fucking do all the D's. Let me just knock out all the D's.
I got like five different phone numbers for you in my phone.
Oh my God, you know what I don't like?
Jesus.
You know what I don't like? There's this this new thing on your phone. It says text, call, message on Facebook. And I have everybody's like email address and phone number now. I don't know how I did it, but I got it all. Everyone's in my phone.
See,
that's on
weird.
My friends list.
She gets passed
and then
around,
the other
man.
Day.
It's the Android thing. When you install Facebook, It was like
that's what I did.
That's scary.
They just go through all your friends' profiles
but that
and pull out their numbers
and posted my fucking phone number back on my account, which I did not want. And then the other day, I get a fucking message from a friend on Facebook that I don't really know.
See, this shit's not good.
And yeah,
and
I've talked to them. I've been cordial, whatever. Your friend on Facebook, I don't know you. You know. And they go and text message me, and I'm like, and it comes up with their name, their full name, their Facebook picture, and I'm like, how did you get my number? And they're like, do you know who this is? Yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, Rene, whatever his last name was.
DiCaprio.
And he's like, well, it was Facebook. And I just didn't text back.
That's not cool, basically, it's letting you know.
If you're going to text me, ask me first. Message me first. Like, hey, can we text? Oh, yeah, go ahead and have my number.
See?
Don't text me thinking, hey, yeah, it's cool. You can have my number. I did it by accident.
I'm going to get Grandpa Dusty on your asses because this is not good.
I don't like random people
it's
texting
not
me.
Not good, people. Not good. I get fucking. Now I've never gotten as many spam text messages. Is I get these motherfuckers text me at 7 in the morning
what?
On Saturday, hey, claim your $500 prize, just go to suchandsuch.com. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then it says reply, and never, when it says reply unsubscribe, if you want to unsubscribe, don't do that shit. Because that they'll sell your fucking, they just know now, oh, it's a live cell phone number, so now we're just going to sell his number to this person, and they're going to start texting you. It's all a big motherfucking scam.
The big cock extra large. Sorry. That's my new text message thing.
Play it again.
Hold on, I'm getting to it. Come on.
Come on, Desi.
The tree order of the big cock extra large.
Ah. Do you have a girl saying that? Or can
no.
you, like, switch up her voice to, like, because I can have my way with that. Can I borrow your phone? If you can switch it to a girl.
My phone will stop playing now.
Until you fuck some shit
stop.
Up. Oh, they can't know I listen to Carrie.
That's Britney Spears.
Oh, what? Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, this one. Oh, no, not
what
that one.
What the fuck?
No, not.
That's a powerful phone. That shit's picking up in the microphone and that shit's way down there?
Okay, go fuck yourself. Fuck all your people there.
I love that shit. That reminds me of all the nail ladies.
No, yeah. It's just app I got. It's nothing but a bunch of Asian people saying stuff like, yeah, fuck you,
God,
fuck you.
Have Asian
oh, fuck
people
your have. Mother. yes, I like orange chicken.
Hurry up and buy.
They have
it's just
everything.
Fun. I got an Arnold one, too. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
I love that one. Classic.
Get in the chopper.
What are you doing?
Good evening and thank you for joining us. Straight to your face, really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight, a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat.
And now for the news.
All right, well, let's see. People. Artist Cherry Tree, that's her name, makes perfume from her urine.
What?
Ew.
For the last
About a golden shower.
For the last five years, Tree, who splits time between Missouri and Spain, has been turning her own urine into perfume. I am very much into recycling, Tree said. That's how I picture her sounding. And urine is something I've thought needs to be recycled, since it's something that gets eliminated. It was an idea that Tree was inspired to turn into reality in 2006. Oh, lucky 2006.
Oh, boy.
It was the first morning after a full moon, and I decided to collect my urine in a perfume bottle. At first, Tree's concept was only to collect urine after each full moon. I was fascinated by how the smell changes depending on what you eat, she said. For instance, it smells really good after you eat a lot of honey, and it smells terrible after you eat chicken. That's why black women... Never mind, I'm not going to go there.
Ew.
Nah, we're not going to go there. Just kidding. I love black pussy. I'm DJ Quick. But yeah, anyway. No, this bitch is really fucking selling her piss. And the thing is, it has to be fetish people, dude. Oh. There can't be anybody who's a normal Joe.
You want to spray yourself with my piss?
Can you? Yeah. That
yes,
seems
like
that.
Yes, I would
like
love
that.
To smell like your fucking feces.
No, thanks. No that, urine for me.
That's nasty.
I'll let you pee
Who
on
is
me.
Your And what does it do?
No, this is probably what she was saying.
Another progress.
Blah. Blah. What was that last thing?
Oh, that was accident.
Another progress.
Blah. No. I like that better.
Blah.
I don't know.
Cop, you idiot.
I'm Detective John Kimball.
That was I got that one.
Detective John Kimball.
Yeah.
Wow, that was almost, you almost sound exactly
thank
like
you,
Arnold.
Thank you. I've been taking up... I've been doing Desi. I've been to the school of Desi acting. I've been working on my Arnold.
Get to the chopper!
I got that one, too.
Everybody can do an Arnold. That's not. That don't feel so special anymore. I bet everybody
Dana,
can do an Arnold.
Dana, get down!
Could, yeah.
Get to the chopper!
Was that, Rob, is that you?
Do you have Dana get down?
No, he doesn't have
that. Who's Dana? Oh, Dana, get down!
His
I tell
daughter,
you,
his
get
daughter.
Down.
Dana, get down!
His daughter from True Lies.
No!
Oh, okay, okay.
No.
Your turn, Desi.
Son of a bitch.
Anyways.
Love your new phone.
I'm
huh?
sorry. Yeah, I just like playing with the apps on it.
Yeah,
I always get stupid shit.
Playing
with I have
the
this
apps.
Prank dial app. So sometimes I call you and you get somebody talking to you. It's a prank phone call from me. Or I have this other app called Evil Operator where I can have two people call each other from thinking that they're calling one another, but they're not, and it's coming from my phone.
Thanks. You're probably the bitch that's sending my number around to every
yes,
fucking
I am.
I knew it.
I'm like, that's in here, everybody.
That's why I have five fucking numbers.
She sold your number. Mm-hmm. How much did you get for it?
Oh, I'm not going to talk about it. Anyways, man spanks boys after selling them smokes.
What? Damn.
Authorities in Forest, South Carolina arrested a 50-year-old convenience store clerk who sold cigarettes to boys after they let him spank them.
Wow.
Deputies said Tuesday that they started investigating Terrence Brad after the father of a 12-year-old boy found him with a pack of cigarettes earlier last month. Detectives say Bryant sold the boys cigarettes at five times from the pickup truck stop.
Wow.
Spanking the child in the parking lot over his clothes. Deputies say Bryant also sold tobacco to 15-year-old boys after spanking them. Bryant is charged with 3 counts of lewd acts upon a child under the age of 16.
Please get him off the street.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? You want cigarettes?
Rob would have been showing
you
up every day.
You want to support your habit?
I'm here to buy cigarettes. My name's Robert. How are you?
Can I have some cigarettes?
What do I got?
Here's my ass.
No.
Spank,
spank.
No. I didn't smoke.
Little Desi, no. It's a win-win for me.
You guys didn't catch what Rob said. Rob said, no, I didn't smoke that early. He didn't say I wasn't getting spanked by fucking 50-year-old men that early. He said, oh, I didn't smoke that early. That is beneath me.
it kind of went together.
Yeah, sure.
You know, if I wasn't smoking, then I wasn't getting spanked.
I wonder how those little boys felt. It's like, dude, you're prostituting yourself right now for cigarettes.
I know.
Technically,
God.
That's a form of prostitution.
It
you're
is,
getting
no.
something for some, and someone's getting off sexually
Wowzer.
To you.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Let's see. A decapitated head of Saint Vitalis, patron saint of genital disease. To be sold at auction.
Yeah, what? Genital disease,
the
huh?
term VD is slang for venereal disease, but in this case, it can also stand for Vitalis's Dome, as in Saint Vitalis, the patron saint for genital disease.
Wow, they have one.
Yeah, some...
Where was he back in 98 when I needed him? No, seriously, where the fuck was he at?
I don't know, maybe you didn't pray to him, you didn't even know it existed.
True that.
Soon, some lucky collector of rare artifacts may know the joy that only comes when you have the decapitated skull of a Catholic saint in your possession.
Damn.
The head is expected to sell for at least $1,100.
Wowzer.
Vitalis, who led an early life full of many sex partners and immortality, went on pilgrimages... Say that three times fast.
Shit.
To various sanctuaries and became a monk and a hermit in Italy before dying in 1370.
He's a good guy, Nat. Well, he was.
After his death, Vitalis got a reputation as a patron saint against sickness and disease affecting the genitals.
Damn. I know a bunch of bitches who could have used him.
Who buys this crap?
Man.
I can imagine I just paid $1,100 for a decapitated head with VD.
A VD?
What the fuck?
Did he just say what I think he said?
Really? Are you dumb? I could have given that to people who are starving in another country and said you look at a head with a disease. Somebody was a whore.
Yep.
And you paid for that?
Do they have a? I want to know if they have a candle, because you know you go to the supermarket and the Mexicans like pray to the candles. Do they have a candle for the VD guy?
You think he has like
for the patron saint?
He's scratching his crotch and he has warts or something.
It's all messed up. Now I knew this when I was watching the show as a kid. I kind of knew these motherfuckers were doing some wrong, but this new book that came out kind of reassured what I was thinking.
What book is that?
New book calls the Smurfs racist and anti-Semites.
What? How?
Why? They're blue. They're not black or white. They're blue.
Nope. Hey. Smurf Village or Hitler Village? Same thing, according to a new book. French author Antoine Bueno asserts in Le Petit Le Vrai Bleu, or The Little Blue Book.
He just wanted to make money.
That the seemingly friendly little blue creatures living in a most idealistic existence are actually packed with racial propaganda and are the embodiment of a totalitarian utopia.
Really?
Wow. Okay, it says, Bueno says that Papa Smurf, the leader of the village, is an authoritarian figure, you know that, and that their lack of private property and collective-style economy is a clear nod to socialism. Meanwhile, their enemy seems Jewish. Gargamel, the monster that haunts the village, matches negative Jewish caricatures, I'm assuming the nose, and his cat's name is Azrael, as in Israel.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Really?
It also says that Smurfette is
a whore, a bad whore.
I think she had to.
No, dirty, dirty whore. Yep.
She's the only female.
Exactly.
Smurf.
She's getting gangbanged every night by all the Smurfs.
Robert, I bet if you typed in Smurf porn right now.
I'm sure there is one.
I bet. Please, Robert.
They're probably all blue. It looks like Avatar.
She was the only bitch there. You can't tell me the Smurfs don't get fucking horny. I know Papa Smurf was.
How do they repopulate with only one girl?
Thank you, Destiny.
Another thing, they don't even have genitals. Like Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse. Like, where? I mean, I'm sorry, you can't see Mickey's, but Donald Duck, where the hell's your shit?
Yeah, God. Yep. You can see Goofy's.
Oh, there's, I told you.
Thank you.
They're wearing
Smurfs.
People colored as Smurfs, and one is obviously blonde.
She's sucking his dick, but it's not blue because she sucked it
off.
Ooh,
look, it says Smurfs, Smurfette XXX.
Oh, that's a cartoon. Oh. Cartoons are probably banging too. Yeah. Come on, if you can see Marge Simpson doing it.
Oh, let's see this. Okay. Let's see, we got the little Smurfs walking around.
Oh, there's another girl.
Oh, shit.
Wow, I didn't know there was two. She's way less hot than Smurfette.
Yeah, nah, I don't like her. She's a cheap version of Smurfette.
She's a gothic Smurf. She's got black hair.
Yeah, exactly. She is. She's...
What the fuck is she giving him?
Giving her a pussy.
Apparently that other female Smurf is Gargamel.
That is Gargamel. Ah, he likes tranny, see?
He's not a woman.
No, it all makes sense. The Smurfs were into trannies. Duh. We should have known that.
Look at that other one. Look at another one.
Yeah, look. I want to see two Smurfs.
No, look at the X-rated Smurfs. That's like a Chinese version.
Yeah, they got Chinese anime Smurfs.
Oh, look, there's a cracked out Smurf. Oh, you missed it.
Ooh, hey, cracked out Smurf. Oh, no. Oh, look at that. Damn. Ooh, Smurf. That guy.
They're all muscled out and stuff, like all in detail.
Oh, shit.
No, look at where the tunes. What did they say?
So you never know where our show is.
Where are the tunes now, stupid?
Where are the turns now? The tunes now? The Smurfs. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He's jerking off him.
Wow. Oh.
A smile and a few wiggly lines around their head. But are they enduring? Are they indestructible? Perhaps not. Blue as the LA sky.
The
just
Smurfs.
Three apples high. These pocket-sized pixies had the world in their pocket.
You see?
So how did they get here?
Look at those socialists. They're a bunch of socialists. Can't you see that? That's a dude that's reading too into
today,
shit.
We'll take a look at the Smurfs. on Where Are the Tunes Now.
Oh,
are they cooking meth?
The Smurfs are in a fucking, like, little meth shack.
Village elder, Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf looks like a fucking... Look at him, the two bitches. Told you guys. Papa Smurf was a fucking...
There's an outline of a Smurf dead.
Wow. Oh, it's going down.
Captain Caveman.
Yeah, I remember him. Discuss your own political or religious views. Captain Caveman visiting the Smurfs. He's like the...
...to further expand his highly controversial views. But the outline was the last stolen.
Nah, see, later, I think...
The Brady's heir. So back to the drawing board he went.
His master plan...
Okay. Anyway, yeah.
Enough Smurfs.
I think the Smurfs were... I agree with this guy. No, I don't. He was reading too fucking into
that was,
it.
That was just...
Calm the fuck down and stop being a dumbass, dude.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, me. Sorry. Chinese teen sell his kidneys for an iPad too.
What the fuck?
I tried that last week, but you know what?
Didn't work, does he? Come on now.
No.
You know what? He must have answered the spam.
Ah,
win a new iPad.
Oh, let's see, let's see, let's see.
Let's see this. I know, huh? Win a new iPad. Come to the country. They knocked him out, took his fucking kidney. But he came back with an iPad. He won. Anyways, the 17-year-old boy named I don't know what that says. Hing. Confessed to his mother that he had sold his kidney after spotting an online offering cash to anyone who prepared to become an organ donor. I wanted to buy an iPad too, but I didn't have the money.
Oh,
I surfed the internet, I found an advert post online selling your kidney to get money.
Oh,
after
boy.
Negotiations, the boy traveled north where the kidney was removed at a local hospital, which he discharged him after 3 days and paying for his kidney. Trading organs is a common practice in China, despite the repeated attempts by China's government to stamp out the practice.
Oh, boy.
According to the statistics, there is a huge underground black market in China for body organs.
Wowzer.
Oh, my God. Yeah. People must get knocked out all the time and get their kidneys stolen and shit. You know, imagine waking up in a fucking, you know, a tub full of fucking
Was it that ice. A movie? Did it take place in China? I don't think so.
But damn, you know what's going to suck is when iPad 3 comes out for him.
Yeah, he's like, it comes out 2 months later. Fuck!
Now, fuck! I just sold my kidney for this bitch!
I got a perfectly good liver, though.
I wonder what he'd sell for his soul.
did you guys see the South Park episode, The Human Centipad?
No, I don't think I did.
You didn't?
Nah.
Have you seen The Human Centipede?
No.
Okay, these three people get their ass to mouth sewn together.
I see
three people.
They really did that?
Well, it was a movie.
Oh.
Oh, okay, okay.
The Human Centipede. And so South Park made fun of it, and they, what was his name? The little one?
Kyle.
Kyle. Kyle got stuck in the middle, so his ass was sewn to the Chinese guy's ass. His mouth was sewn to the Chinese guy's ass, and his ass was sewn to some chick.
I can picture that, okay.
And the thing was, he agreed to the terms and conditions of downloading iTunes, installing iTunes or whatever. And so he didn't read it as he... you know, he agreed to it. And so in the terms and conditions was you can have your ass, your mouth sewn to somebody else's ass in this experiment.
The whole
thing was that
would have sounded way hotter if
somebody
would explain
fed
that to
the
me.
Asian guy and he shit into Kyle's mouth and then Kyle shit into this other girl's mouth and it powered the
thanks,
iPad
Rob. Now
at
I can't
the end.
Eat. Now I can't eat.
It's funny.
Thank
it's
you.
Funny episode.
Thank you.
I guess
can't
my
wait
turn
to
now.
See it.
Anyway, China's McDonald's will give you a discount just for being male.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Chinese McDonald's restaurants are taking pity and introducing a man-only discount for those with the Y chromosome.
Nah, fuck that. That's
right,
sexist.
That's right. That's fuck that shit.
Fuck
this
China.
This is to commemorate the introduction of 100% pure beef in their burgers.
Ayo.
China's Golden Arches is offering a 50% discount on second burgers for men only. McDonald's China general manager says that the promotion is a reaction to the special treatment that women and children can sometimes receive.
See.
Regardless,
I don't give a shit. I want 50% off McDonald's.
Regardless, males outnumber females by more than 30 million in the communist country.
Damn.
Sadly, as a side effect of China's one-child policy and a societal preference for males, the gender ratio discrepancy is growing.
Oh, please, America, take note. Because I can't walk into a bar or a nightclub.
And get free drinks.
Thank you. And walk
so
in
So what? It's not my fault I was born with a vagina.
It is.
I have
Wait,
to give
no,
birth
Dusty.
And shit, so you know
Dusty.
What?
What's
fuck
up?
It.
Technically, you could walk into a gay bar and get free drinks.
Yeah, but I'm sensitive when it comes to the ass region, so.
Hey, women have
you
to
don't
create.
You do anything.
You do, Rob.
You just
you
have
do.
To be pretty.
No. Hold on.
No,
go ahead, Desi. What are you saying?
Women have to fucking create life. That's why we get shit free. Okay?
That's true. You know what?
We create life. So you better be hooking us up.
So what you're saying, you ain't had one motherfucking kid, so you shouldn't be getting shit for free.
I don't give a fuck. I will eventually, so I'm stocking up now.
I agree. If you pushed out a baby, a human fucking being,
can you
pineapple,
picture me pregnant? I think I'd fall over.
That, yeah, you would. That would be very weird. Because you'd still be drinking.
Nobody
and smoking.
Can picture me pregnant. I'd look really weird. Like, yeah, you and would. Then to be a mother, like, how
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, you look weird. On that note. Okay, Rob, with all this this Arnold and Maria shit and all this stuff going on, I think we need to talk about cheating, because I think we've all been somehow infected with cheating, either cheated
everyone's
on.
Everyone's been cheated.
Yes.
Everyone's cheated and been cheated on, at least majority.
Wow, Des, you go in there, so you say everybody's cheated. I'm just curious. I
say
know.
At least everyone's cheated at least some way, somehow. Even if it's not doing anything physically, necessarily.
Uh-huh.
Flirting uh-huh. or hanging out with them if you're with somebody.
Okay, so in your eyes, what's the definition, like the true definition of cheating? Like, where does it cross
anything
the line?
You can't do in front of your spouse is cheating.
Ooh, good call. Good
basically,
call.
If you can't do it in front of your spouse, you're cheating.
There you go. Basically. I'm glad you said that. You're becoming a woman, Desi.
Thank you.
But everybody's been through it, so I thought we'd run off a list of the top 10 reasons men cheat and the top 10 reasons women cheat.
Little dick.
Because I really think I think it's going to be across. I think it's going to be totally different on both sides to the reasons why men and women cheat, dude. So hopefully you guys will take heed to our advice or our
go-to.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe
Axemen.com, right?
There you go, Axemen if you're black, but it's Askmen if you can actually speak, or Axemen if you're a lumber. Heyo. No, but should we start at number one, Rob? Which one is
number
this?
10.
Number 10. Yeah, exactly. Number 10. This is and this is men. Why men cheat?
Yes, this is why men cheat.
Oh, says, this is number 10. Are you kidding?
Your
me?
Lady doesn't put out.
I don't read that because I can't fathom
every,
that.
Every man has heard 10. The best way to get a woman is to stop having sex with him is by marrying her.
Wow.
Apparently, long-term relationships seem to suck the sex drive out of many women, leaving men gasping for fulfillment. With the need for more sex, some men will start working late more often.
Okay. All I got to say about that is, I agree, but why the fuck is it number 10? That has to be number one, right?
And like I said in those past
obviously
shows,
not.
It's like, I don't know. If you're not happy, get out of it and go fuck yourself crazy.
Seriously,
you know?
Dude, yes.
Because all you're doing is hurting the other person.
Okay, that's weird. Okay, I want to compare it to with the women. What's the woman's number 10?
The woman's number 10 is not enough sex.
Same shit.
So
huh?
Keep boning each see, other and do different stuff and make it exciting and weird, and you guys will love each other forever.
Damn,
Destiny,
Cody,
you read this one.
It says, remember the good old days when you could stay up forever fooling around? Then responsibility entered the mix and kids.
Ooh.
And then before you knew it, sleep was more important than sex. Ooh. While women want to feel wanted, if you're not making her feel that way, she could seek it elsewhere. To keep that spark alive, ask her out on a date. Ask her out on date night. Send her provocative emails at lunch. And by all means,
don't let life get in the way of
kissing cuddling, and sex.
I fucking agree. There is a such thing as a quickie, and it is beneficial to both parties involved.
But don't make it always a quickie, because
no,
that becomes routine.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I hate when I hear people say, oh, now that we have kids, we can't get away for 2 minutes. No. Yes, you can. You can get away for 2 fucking minutes. What you got to do, real quick, I'm just, for the people out there with kids, you got to install in their head, if daddy's door is locked or closed, you knock first.
Yeah.
That as well, but also put on a favorite movie, give them some snacks.
Oh,
you can
you
occupy
go.
Your kids, because
there you go.
I deal with my friend's child. I've dealt with my
so kid. Easy.
Yeah, I deal with my friend's child all the time. We go and occupy her. Hey, go do this. We'll go smoke. Do whatever.
You.
We got her occupied. Just give her something she wants. A snack she wants.
Thank
She'll
you.
She'll leave you alone. And it only takes 20 minutes or less.
Exactly.
If you want it to be good.
The bigger the snack, the longer time you have.
Yes.
Exactly.
So I don't want to hear anybody saying that we don't have any time. There's always time for sex.
Number nine
for men, right?
She cheated on you.
Ooh. Let's see. I'll read this one. So you found out your lady was being unfaithful, and the only way you can relieve your anger is by doing the same. For many men, this is the only way to get back at their cheating girlfriends and even the score. Some might say, some might even cheat to get back at all the cheating women they've had the misfortune of dating throughout their lives.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
No, they don't, people.
Makes an even bigger wrong.
You're just hurting yourself, because after you do that, when she finds out, all you're going to ever do is fight. That's it. That's the end of your relationship, because no matter what, you're never, ever going to get over the bullshit that you did to one another, regardless. It's always going to be an issue every time you fight.
Done and done. Yeah.
So basically, you fucked yourself. Just let it go.
Thank you. Just, yeah.
Save yourself the hurt.
Number 9 on why she cheats. Being the bad girl.
Ah.
Just as men feel the urge to show their to sow their wild oats, some women have an inner sex kitten just waiting to be unleashed.
Ooh, I like that. Inner sex kitten.
And when the beast escapes from the cage, look out. This frisky behavior usually rears its ugly head in response to some sort of life change. Major weight loss, new job, new friends, midlife crisis, etc.
Listen, man.
Keep the lines of communication open, and she'll be more likely to talk to you about what's going on,
man,
instead of spilling her guts to a stranger in the night.
Yeah, when I got my tattoo, my sleeve, I got really, like, cocky. Really? I'm over it now. By the time I wanted to show it off, I'm like, yeah, I look hot. Yeah, and I got all this attention from people, and it was just, you know, I thought I looked like a little bad girl. So I got my tattoo.
And I'm not proud of this by any means, but I have spent many a night with lonely housewives, with girls who have boyfriends. Their boyfriend paged them, because it's back in the day. And they call them back while I'm doing her doggy style. Say, slow down, slow down. Shh, shh. Yes, hey, baby. Hey, I'm just studying at Tamika's. Yep, that's it. So, okay, I'll see you in a minute. Okay, bye. Boom, right back in it. And Matt.
For real, real.
For real, real. My friend Matt is here. Mateo, can you please vouch that, I don't know, women got this whole thing that they're less, you know, that they cheat less. That, no, women just hide it better.
Yeah, true that. I'm not going to lie.
Am I lying? Go ahead.
No, I've cheated. Oh, God, this is so horrible. I've cheated on every single boyfriend I've had except for the last one. Except for the last one I didn't. But every other one I did.
Damn.
And I'm not going to lie. It was bad. I mean, I only cheated the long-term one.
Uh-huh.
I cheated the first 2 weeks into the relationship because I wasn't sure about the relationship. But then,
you know what?
But then up to like maybe a year into it, I didn't cheat at all.
A lot of that going on.
Up until he started fucking up, then I went and started cheating.
Uh-huh. A lot of that going on.
I didn't consider doing stuff with girls cheating, although he did.
Good.
So that was enough. I was like, I stopped cheating.
Let me go back to your knowledge. Would you do it in front of your boyfriend if you don't do it in front of your boyfriend?
No, that's my knowledge now, of course. But back then, I was like, I don't give a shit. Okay, fuck it, you know. Call. And here's and it's funny because there's this patient at my job, right? He's a hot guy. Like we flirt and everything. Uh-huh. Like he's hot, tattoos, whatever. But he has a girlfriend. Okay, and like he told me everything, we talked, and I'm like, yeah, it's cool, you know, I get it. I was just like, you know, once he told me he had a girlfriend, I was like, okay, whatever, I'll leave you
alone.
But
he's still pushing the issue.
But then he kind of like came to me and he was like, well, but I like you. Like I basically, plain and simple, he was like, basically wanted to cheat on his girlfriend. He wanted to have like something to go on behind his girlfriend's back.
I hope he doesn't listen to the show. By
No, he doesn't.
Okay, good. You didn't tell him.
But I was just kind of, I don't know. Like, I mean, I was like, I'll think about it. Because I thought about it. I was like, do I want to be the other girl? And then I'm like, do I really fucking care? Do I want anything from him? No.
Do it.
Do I want something from him? Yes.
You're 25, 24? Do it.
Yeah, I was like, fuck it. But, nothing's happened yet. But I'm like, fuck that bitch. I mean, if he's not going to cheat on her with me, he's going to do it with another girl. So I might as well take it.
Oh, said it many times. If you're not a friend of mine.
The chemistry's there. It's like, when you see each other, it's like, everyone knows, like, oh, they like each other.
Yeah. You have this bro before host things. But if you're not a friend of mine, I don't know you. I don't fucking.
But you know what? The fact that he was honest about it, like, just
turned you on, you fucking whore.
No, maybe a little bit. But the fact that he just came to me, like, was upfront about it, like, this is what I want, basically, and
liked
not
it,
came
huh?
to me and lied, like,
he must
hit his
be
girlfriend.
Really hot.
Wow,
he must be really hot.
Yeah, he's pretty hot. He has a really every time he walks in my store, my face turns bright red, and all my coworkers laugh at me. They're like,
damn, it's happening before our eyes.
Probably like the hottest girl you've seen. You just want to fuck her, and that's like it. You just want to fuck her.
Gotcha. No, I'm getting that vibe from her.
Oh yeah, he's got a nice body, tattoos, everything.
What the fuck is that puddle on the floor?
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. Those are my panties too.
Desi fucking leaking and shit.
They fell off.
All right, let's see. What's number 8?
Is number 8 on why he cheats?
On heat, why he cheats?
It's challenging and exciting.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one for me too.
If you consider the women you sleep with as sexual trophies, chances are you have already cheated at least once in your life.
Uh-huh.
Some men simply cannot leave behind the thrill of the hunt, the chase, and the conquest. For other men, the excitement is in the variety, like changing ice cream flavors for one day after years of sticking to just one.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? That's why you got to keep it interesting. I'm talking change names.
Freak in the sheets, lady in the streets.
Seriously, dude.
Plain and simple.
Because, yes, do you want to... Rob, what's your favorite food?
Chinese food.
Would you like to have Chinese food every single day for the rest of your life?
No.
Exactly.
But if the Chinese food came dressed up differently,
wait,
and you ate it differently, actually, and ate it at different places,
fuck you.
Would that be a little more different?
No, yes,
actually. If it was prepared differently?
The mystery of if it's going to taste as good as the last
fuck you,
one.
Jesse, that just fucking just killed my whole point. Good point, though.
I know.
Good point, though. If that shit came in a different box, maybe.
And it was delivered by someone different in a different location.
If you're talking about the difference between Panda and the place down the street that has no name,
okay,
Happy Walk Express.
But still.
Okay, how about this? If you could have Chinese food from a different Chinese food place every day, would you get bored?
Probably still.
Different soup.
But what if you ate not the, like, you didn't have orange chicken one day at one place and orange chicken at a different place. You had like orange chicken here and then you had like chow mein and the barbecue pork at another place.
I could probably do it every day.
What if you lived in China?
Then you'd be having noodles and rice every day.
All right.
They do it, so.
Oh, that was clever.
There's so many different combinations at a Chinese food place, though. You could live on it every day.
I guess you could.
Well, hello, it's called China.
Yeah, they procreate like a motherfucker. Like rabbits. All right, what's number 8 for what?
Why women cheat.
Okay.
Self-esteem. Sex can be an instant pick-me-up self-esteem booster that makes women feel sexier, more beautiful, and loved. If your wife or girlfriend has a self-esteem issue, it doesn't mean she's automatically going to cheat. It's certainly not your fault if she does, but there are ways to make her feel secure in the relationship that could help her from strain. Pay attention to her, ask her questions, and don't hold back from the compliments.
Wow.
And a little flattery goes a long way with women.
Years ago, I would have said, shut the fuck up, man up, bitches, stop being pussies.
Another thing, if she has a self-esteem issue, she ain't cheating on you because she's too insecure to fuck anyone else.
Right, yeah.
She ain't gonna get naked for them. She's insecure.
She's the bitch that wants to leave a fucking shirt on while you fuck her. Let's see, number 7 for why who?
Men cheat.
You can get away with it. See, I think that has to be closer to number 1. What eyes don't see, the heart doesn't feel.
What you don't know can't hurt you is what I say.
Right, and it still holds true as long as there are no cameras around. The knowledge that no one will find out and no one will get hurt is reason enough for some men to grab a different
helping. She even called me helping on camera.
It wasn't me.
Wow, yep. I think that has to be number 1. That's why I don't agree. I agree that it's on the list, but think about it. If you could do something and not get caught, wouldn't you fucking do it? If a bank robber could rob a fucking bank, isn't that the first thing he'd do? It would be the 7th thing that he did or whatever.
I've done that before. I was a little whore one.
That was fun.
No, I've like, because I knew I can get away with it. Like, I had a boyfriend, and at the same time, I was seeing somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that they would never cross paths, and I knew I can get away with it.
Oh, ball, yeah.
And I was like, well, then fuck it. You know, why not?
Great feeling. Oh, yeah.
It was fun.
Great feeling. No, that's what you got to do.
But it's a lot of work. It's the only hard part. But
now, think about when you don't have a cell phone, you had a pager.
Well, I don't know about that. That's prehistoric times.
Yeah, that's way.
That was childhood for Destiny.
When you had to spell out what you wanted by using letters and shit.
43110.
Exactly.
Hello.
and people don't get caught up on answering machines anymore because people don't check their answer machines.
Did you guys know what LOL was back then? Did you do 101? No.
No, we had.
Oh,
no,
that sucks. They could have had an LOL. They weren't that creative.
LOL like about 7-8 years ago is when I first heard it around there. Right. Yep. What'd you say, man?
We had smiley faces, though.
We did have smiley faces. And everybody.
Ooh, icons.
2000 or so.
Around there.
AOL chats and
right,
stuff like
right.
that.
Right, LOL.
LOL.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, we had 143. The kids know about that now because of the old song.
What's 143?
I love you.
Really?
143 when you're covered up in love and 143.
How does that mean I love you?
It's one is I, 4 when you put it on a pager is apparently L. I forgot, dude. It's been so fucking long.
Hey, they used to put them in the pager messages. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. 143. Yep.
Is it bad though? Like when you're in a relationship to kind of like. If you like, it's bad. But sometimes when I was in relationships where I didn't really take them too seriously, I kind of when I was out acted like I was single, like I couldn't help it. Or even when you get into a new relationship, you would go out and you forget. You're like, oh fuck, I'm with somebody.
Yeah. No, that's normal.
Oh wait, I have a boyfriend.
That's normal. That's like, definitely normal.
But it's hard, especially if you're going out partying
that's
and you're meeting new people.
chick, when you go out with your chick, Dust, you feel like you don't want to.
I've been with my girl for a long time. She's talking about when you just get into a relationship, you got to bring yourself back into the, oh shit, I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, because then it's like, I got to tell this person where I'm at or what I'm doing or about my day. And for me, like, I haven't done it for so long, so I have a hard time adjusting to that because I do so much and I just do whatever I want when I please. So for me, you're intruding in my life. I have to really like you a lot.
It has to be that special one.
Yes.
Look, my mother said yes. I agree with Dusty. If you like the person, then you'll make the time.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah,
right. Preach.
Yeah, that's another thing. If people sit there and wonder why no one's texting them back, like they're not texting you back.
Just not that into
you. They're just not that into you because if somebody likes you, they're going to be very persistent and they're going to get you.
Exactly.
Yep.
But if they're not being persistent, you're wondering, you're questioning. No, bitch, they're not that into you, basically.
Now, this is number 7, why women cheat.
Yeah, why women cheat.
Revenge and payback for past.
Oh, yeah, I've done that one too.
Wow. No, you didn't cheat, but whether you blew your retirement fund in Vegas or got caught in a big lie, you did break her trust and possibly her heart. She feels wounded and betrayed and wants to hurt you the same way you hurt her.
My ex cheated on me, and I cheated him like shit for the remaining years that we were together.
Yeah, what that?
And I cheated on him every chance that I got, and I was in a relationship with one of his friends.
Oh, nice.
And that was a fucking blow to him. Like,
yeah.
And then we got back together after that, too.
You must got that bomb.
You got that friend bomb?
Says. Oh, yeah.
Friend says. Destiny. Friend says.
Pretty much. Wow. Friend says.
Let's see. Number 6 for why guys cheat. It kind of like women, it boosts your ego.
Uh-huh.
Nothing lifts the old self-esteem like discovering that other women still desire you sexually.
Women still want your cock and not just the one you're with.
When in long-term relationships, men may begin to question their sexual marketability, which will lead some of them to sow their clandestine wild oats.
Yep.
Once a man knows he can get back in the game, he'll return to his mate or not.
See, I've always had a big ego, so that one never really worked for me. You know, when I cheated on past girlfriends, because, my ego is always kind of intact. I'm not bragging or anything. It's more like a therapy session.
Well, you're just a healthy human being.
Yeah, yeah. I used to call it confidence, not cockiness.
What's this for?
Number 6 for why she cheats.
For why she cheats. Lack of intimacy. What? Yes. You have it all. The house, the 2-car garage, the 2.5 bathrooms, and at least one outside. But inside, the relationship is lacking one thing women want most, intimacy. It's not just sex that makes women feel connected in a relationship. It's touching, kissing, cuddling, and communicating. Women crave it, and she could seek it elsewhere if she's not getting it at home. To improve intimacy, spend quality time together and give her a foot massage, make a romantic dinner for two, anything that will give her a sense of unity and closeness.
Yep, little things, people.
Because another guy's going to want to come in and swoop her.
Look, I got the best sex of my life when I fucking sat a blanket out in the backyard, got some $12 Chinese food, put a radio on, had some jazz music on, had 2 cheap ass bottles of wine, and sat it out there. Got the best pussy of my life. And little things like that. It may not mean nothing to you, but to them, in 10 years, she'll be like, remember when you... And you'll be like, you forgot. You forget the next day. You know what I'm saying? But they'll remember that shit. I agree with that. Little things. It's the little things.
Number 5 for why guys cheat.
All right, let's see. Oh, see, once again, the opportunity was there. It's an uncontested fact that most men can't say no to sex. Although guys aren't constantly bombarded with sexual offers, fucking lucky ladies, sometimes an irresistible prospect presents itself. Maybe it's an ex-girlfriend who's a little frisky. Maybe it's a horny hottie on the dance floor. A guy may see it as a once-in-a-lifetime occasion that will never come again. Wow. Yeah. No, you know what? Especially like that. I think all these guys who travel on business and things like that, and their wife is 3,000 miles away. I really think, there's a lot of that going on.
Well, yeah, there's a website, Ashley Madison.
There you go. Duh. Yeah.
Have an affair.
Yeah. Yeah. You're out on business.
Life's short.
You're going to be in Virginia for 3 days. Why don't you, let's connect.
Oh, man. Let's see. Number 5 for why she cheats. Feeling neglected, ignored, and underappreciated.
Yep.
Women wear many hats in a relationship. Housekeeper, errand runner, grocery shopper, babysitter. But when she feels more like a maid than a girlfriend or a wife, that's when she could stray. Wow. The fact that you spend all your time at work or on the golf course gives her double reason to seek the attention elsewhere.
Yep.
No, you can't quit your job, but you can thank her for all her selfless deeds. Huh. And do you share and do your share around the house.
Wow.
Yeah, so lack of house chores,
mm-hmm.
on your part will get your wife to cheat on you.
Apparently.
Take out the trash.
Yeah, lady, shit. If I don't fucking do the dishes, you're going to go suck some dude's cock? Fuck. It's kind of a big difference. That's kind of a big...
Well, if she's not sucking the husband's cock, she's not getting the attention, you know? She's got to suck some cock somewhere.
Oh, boy.
Let's see what else. Number four for men?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend is a nag. Oh, God.
Why don't you ever love me?
Nine out of ten men can agree with this. Most men have experienced at least one woman who thrives on making him feel like crap. Constant nagging. Fighting and squabbling in the right ratios is the best recipe for a headache. Cheating with another woman is a common escape from this domestic hell and works better than aspirin. Amen.
My sister Crystal is a nag.
Nagging? No, dude.
Oh, yeah. Like, those women, girls that are just bitches. Like, I've seen, like, these shows and stuff where the girls are just, like... Because this one girl was getting mad at the guy she was going to marry to that she's never lived with, but, you know, they've been together.
Uh-huh.
But they don't know each other on that level, and when they lived together for their first time, it was because he wanted to stay up later than, like, 8 o'clock. She started tripping, like,
well, I did see that.
She was
the
like,
black
yeah,
chick.
Yes.
Two black chicks, yeah. She was like, black chick and black dude.
Yeah, she was like, can you do 9 o'clock? Yeah. And he was just like, no. Like, it's like, bitch, who fucking cares what time he goes to bed? Yeah. He's a fucking grown man. He's, like... Let him go to bed at fucking 2 in the morning. Who cares?
We've only been married for 3 weeks and he's already going to sleep later than me.
It's like, who
I remember
fucking
her saying
cares?
That. I do remember her saying that.
But yeah. 8 o'clock? Who goes to bed at 8
because
o'clock?
Because she was like uptight little bitch. And this guy was just like a normal dude. Like, whatever. No, he wasn't cheating her bad or
lucky
anything.
Lucky if I get to bed before 2. Yeah.
No, that dude is fucking cheating on her big time. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, he lived in another state. Of course he was.
Let's see what it,
number 4
right.
for women.
Number 4 for women is... Your emotional withdrawal. Women are emotional beings. Not only do they need physical support, but they also need emotional support. Once you retreat from their relationship, she sees it as a sign that things are through. A breakup is inevitable. So, she's not really cheating. She's moving on. To avoid this, be present in the relationship. Huh, interesting. Too many emotions. You women have too many fucking emotions. Guys, we have 5 emotions.
Like, we can't help
hungry,
it.
Hungry, happy, sleepy, pissed off, or, you know, horny. Asshole or horny. Yeah.
We can't help it. It's not our fault that our hormones will go all crazy on us. We have no control over them. We want to cry over something. We can't help it. It's like, oh my God, my feelings are...
But see, what I don't like is you got the premenstrual, and then you got the while I'm on it, and you got the postmenstrual. I mean,
you know,
is there only 1 week in the month that you bitches aren't pissed off?
You should feel sorry for us. You try being us and dealing with that every single fucking month for the rest of your goddamn life. You fucking hit 50 and that shit dries up.
That would
She's
piss
got
me
a
off.
Point.
Yes.
That would piss me off.
But if you had to deal with your emotions every day the same way women do, you would understand. You guys don't have to deal with them the same way.
But on the negative
do.
Side for guys, I have to wear a condom for the rest of my life.
Oh, big deal. We have to feel the condom.
True that.
Exactly. Oh, and another thing. Remember, our vaginas rip open once in our lifetime.
That's right.
Or at least a few times, depending.
Yeah, depending if you're Mexican or not.
Yeah, if we want to have a child, we have to rip our vaginas open. We have to sacrifice.
Your vagina. See, number 3 for why women cheat, or men cheat. Women let us.
What?
Truth be told, women are quick to forgive men for their unfaithful behavior. Maybe it's their fear of being alone, or that women are simply the more merciful ones of the human species.
They just want to feel their pain.
Some women might even blame themselves for the men's infidelities and take steps to improve their relationships. The fact that many women let their men get away with murder might compel them to double deal repeatedly.
Listen in, ladies.
Just ask Bill.
That's
Clinton.
All I'm going to say on that one is listen in, dude.
I mean, if you let him get away with it once, he's going to do it again.
Yes.
Let's see. We're going to speed it up here for a second because we're running out of time. Number 3 for why women cheat. Bedroom boredom.
Yeah.
Sex can be monotonous if you let it.
True.
Same position, the same setting, same person. An affair adds adventure to get the adrenaline flowing. So you got to spice it up in the bedroom. Remember,
all
I'm going to
say, keep costumes in your closet. Very important.
And the freak in the sheets and lady in the streets, that thing could be even applied to men. men, you got to make sure that you're satisfying her as well.
And don't be busting very those true. Porno moves because they don't feel good.
Right, right.
Okay.
I'm a 4 or 5 position guy.
They're
faking it. Yeah, yeah.
You mean legs behind the head?
None of that
position?
Shit. I don't do all that shit, man. I'm on top of you, you're on top of me, doggy style. We'll lift your leg up once, and then we'll do froggy style, and then I'm nutting on your booty.
Okay, that's number me. 2, she doesn't turn you on anymore. That's kind of an obvious one. She got fat.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant.
See a lot after of those child. Around. Stretch marks.
Oh, man, see a lot of those around.
That's why he might cheat on you.
What happens
to
their body?
Especially if you're 16 and pregnant, you're 16-year-old
man. Don't let yourself go.
Right.
Keep yourself up.
Thank
Remember
you.
That. And number 2 for why women cheat. It's an exit strategy.
Ah.
Avoid the pain of the breakup and move on to the next guy before you're even done with him.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I've seen that a
what's
lot.
Your name say?
And the number 1 reason for why men cheat.
Here we go.
You don't love her anymore. Pretty plain and simple.
Huh.
That can happen. You can fall out of love with somebody. Just realize you change as people as you get older.
Hmm.
And if you change at the same time, and this person tends to be someone that you're not.
Hmm. That was a hard to swallow for number 1. Let's move on to why girls cheat. What's the number
and
one
the
reason?
Number 1 reason for why women cheat. Revenge for you cheating.
It's a revenge thing. The emotional thing. I'm going to one-up you,
like
bastard.
I just said, I did it. You cheated on me, and all I could think about is I never wanted to do a nice thing for you ever again. You hurt me, and I wanted to hurt you back, or worse than you hurt me.
Yeah,
I'm going
to
tell
you. But I wanted to pretend that everything was okay so I could pull you in and make you think you're fine and we're great, and then crush your heart.
Yeah.
Just remember to respect each other,
love
each other, communicate, and remember to be freaks in the bedroom.
Thank you.
And if it just doesn't work out and you're not compatible, you're not compatible. Just don't force something.
Thank you. In a nutshell, cheating sucks. If you got to cheat, get the fuck out of the relationship and move on. And just
spare the other person's
feelings.
Thank
you, because it sucks.
Because
think about how you would feel. Do you want to go through that crap? No.
No.
Should we get the fuck out of here?
It's about that time.
Check us out at podtalkers.com.
Podtalkers@gmail.com.
RFM Live at RFM.com.
Every Sunday, except for the next 3 Sundays, because I'm going to be off. I'm getting married and honeymooning in Hawaii.
Right.
So we're not going to be on for the next 3 Sundays, but we will be back. I can't think of what day in July it is, but check our Facebook pages and all that.
We do have shows for you, though.
Yes, we have shows. So make sure you subscribe to iTunes. If you're not an iTunes subscriber, subscribe right now to The Oddcast.
Follow me on Twitter at Desi Talks.
That's right.
And remember to rate us on iTunes.
Yes.
Give us the ratings, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Dusty.
We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.